1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you now to Random Ramblings with Diane Lowe, author, homemaker, farm lady, and all around nice person. Yes. Joining us from the east, as we like to say.
Not that far east.
But it is a visitor from the east.
Yes.
Searching for the star. Well, yep. we search for that on Christmas Day.
But, you bet.
Random Ramblings with author Diane Lowe. And Diane, what's on your plate today?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about something new that I've just heard about cattle being a solution to our food waste.
Now, we would think, solution to food waste? Make sure you slop the pigs.
Yeah. No, this is going to be different. The thing is by the year 2050, we're going to be feeding 9 billion people. So a lot of people are trying to figure out how to produce more and things and, you know, get more food produced out of the fields and so on and so forth. But what's interesting is 40% of the food grown in our nation's soil never makes it to the human mouth. That's 40%. And that's a lot. It's lost anywhere from the time you put it into the ground until it goes to the landfill for various reasons. This was staggering to me. Annually, 160 billion pounds, or enough food to fill the Rose Bowl, is thrown away. A quarter of these wasted calories traced to household food disposals. We are just throwing away tons and tons and tons of food. I'm very guilty of it myself. And at landfills, the food waste accounts for a larger volume than discarded material than plastics and metal. And this organic, the processing of this food, when it kind of rots away, it produces this greenhouse gas that everybody talks about.
So it's more than just the emissions from the automobiles.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you remember, but a while ago, they were wanting to tax farmers with a lot of cows because of the emissions from the cows and all this other stuff. Okay, now this is the new twist that I was reading about. They are saying that dairy cattle can actually reduce the greenhouse gas by consuming some of this wasted food. And they said that if you fed 31% of this wasted byproducts in the diet of a cow, the one cow would release 9 kilograms of carbon dioxide. But if that same amount would have been put into a landfill, it would have produced 46.2 kilograms of carbon dioxide. So here we've got food that's going to waste that everybody's throwing out, and it's going into the landfill, and it's doing nothing except for producing gas. And their solution is that if we can figure out a way to feed that back to the cows, then we are eliminating the waste in the landfill. We are recycling food that, you know, stuff that people are throwing away. We're not having to create new. We're not taking food away from people. And thus, the less gas. And it's just kind of an all-around fit. How they're going to do this, I don't know. But one thing that I can say that we do is when corn got really, really high, we were really starting to scramble around, try to figure out how to feed different things to our cows. And we figured out a way to use some byproducts. We use hamburger buns, hot dog buns, cereal, and this place has sometimes chocolate. It's just a big old pile of food. And our nutritionist figured out how to figure that out with the alfalfa and all that other stuff in order to feed the cows. So we are using some of the waste food, you know, that would normally go to a landfill.
Now the question becomes not just trying to deal with the waste situation, but now the questions about the ethanol situation and growing corn. And, of course, the corn price is going up because more ethanol is being produced as well. And now there's more questions about whether or not it really needs to be produced at all.
My opinion, the whole ethanol thing is a big scam. I don't know. I don't think there's enough. And, see, I'm just talking off the top of my head. Don't listen to me. But
well, you're on the front lines as, you know, an agricultural person.
I know one thing. Because of that, the corn prices that we have to deal with to feed our cows have gone sky high because of that. And good for the farmers who are producing this corn and getting a good amount of money, because my hats are off to them. If you can make money as farming, you know, you figure out a way to do it. But the overall benefits of it, I don't know. I just don't think it's that big of a deal.
So you're just waiting until, you know, we're all waiting for the march of science to catch up with really the needs of man today in terms of
trying to work this out. This is kind of exciting if they can figure out a way how to use stuff that's already there that's not going to do anybody any good, that's going to create problems, to turn it around and put it back into an animal who is producing something good for you. They're producing milk, which is food. So we're taking the waste, putting it back into an animal, and producing even more food. I think
it's
pretty cool.
Producing beef in some certain situations as well.
Yeah. So I like I said, how they plan on doing this, if they're ever going to do this, it was just an article that I read. I thought it was really interesting. But the main thing was that 40% of our work producing food is nil. It's gone. It's wasted.
Diane Lowe, Random Ramblings every Wednesday morning. And for more, and I think you still have a website though, right?
Yep. AFarmWife.com.
Not only information about her books, but also some of her ramblings as well.
You betcha.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks
for joining us. Diane Lowe with Random Ramblings on 1450 WHTC.